Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom. My name is Carlos and I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, I am riding solo. This means no guest. It is just you and I. And I'll be sharing another secret weapon from my Amazon seller arsenal, which is blogs. Since I know this is probably an unsexy topic for you, I implore you to listen on as I'm going to share four Amazon seller goal-crushing blogs that I believe will up your seller game. Before continuing with this episode, you may notice something a little different with my voice. Dealing with a severe case of bronchitis, so forgive me if there's any coughs, which I'll do my best to keep out of the final release of this episode, all right? So before sharing with you my favorite blogs, I want to say how humbled I am, sincerely, over the amount of feedback that Noemi and I have been getting on this show. I've received personally more feedback on my last episode about my top five podcasts than I have for any other show to date. When speaking for myself, when I create an episode and it's something I've not done before, there's always that concern, that fear, if you will, that it will not be received well. And occasionally I get tempted and you jump over there to look at the metrics and you're just like, oh my God, is everything going to fall off the charts? Did everyone stop listening? And usually I've noticed that when that happens or that feeling arises, that it's the opposite. So it was refreshing to see all of the feedback coming in from people that listen to that show and that just overall in the other episodes as well for Noemi and I cannot emphasize enough how much it means when we're in the Amazon group chat on Telegram and somebody references an episode. It just makes it a million times more worth it to do this. So in addition, I want to share with you that cabins for online seller crews are selling out. So it's a good segue to jump into this. Make sure you grab your ticket and cabin before they're gone. To join us on OnlineSellerCruise.com, there's two critical steps you have to make. Super straightforward. One of them is just visit OnlineSellerCruise.com and grab your event fee. Currently, I believe that's $300. Second thing is as soon as you grab your event fee, you're going to receive an email, an automated email from me giving you our group code and Oscar's information so that you can text or call him to choose and secure your cabin. Cabins are going fast. That's just how it is. And that's how it works with cruises. So jump on there, join us on Online Seller Cruise, secure your cabin, go to Online Seller Cruise again and go to the speakers list and just look at that. I mean, that will speak for itself. All right. Blogs. I want to share with you the criteria. It's slightly different than what I used or what I do use to determine what are my top podcasts that I'm going to prioritize listening to. And I want to share what I use to determine what blogs I read, as these blogs definitely have changed over time. Like, for example, when the majority of my resources went towards a model other than private label, when I first started, I was obviously consuming different blogs that would up my game in that area. So, another thing, a little note, I maybe should have said this before, is if you feel that you consider yourself an expert in your niche or you have an area within a niche that you specialize in and you want to get your name out there or you just want to help other sellers, I would love to have you join our Wizards of Ecom guest blog program. You can find out the details of the blog and apply by visiting wizardsofecom.com/write. That's write as in W-R-I-T-E. So my number one criteria to have made my top four list of blogs is that the content must be in written word first, not a transcribed piece of video or podcast. So not video or audio that was just transcribed and then I'm reading a transcript. I am a huge fan of repurposing content, and I'm not trying to steal anybody's thunder that does this, but I believe content loses its potency when it's stepped on or when it's repurposed. The other piece of criteria I have is that the blog needs to be thorough answers to current topics and are supported by visuals. So while I love reading the written word, it does help me a lot to see a visual that supports what I have just read. That could be a screenshot. It could be a stock image. There's no rules to that. But with so much to do and being limited to such a small amount of time during the day, after sleep and eating, we're all dealt the same 24 hours. I need to be extra picky on what I prioritize that I consume. So with blogs, you know, if I want to read a success story, I probably already have time budgeted for that in a book or something else. But when it comes to blogs, I need blogs that answer very specific questions to current topics. So I hope that those are my only two criteria. I also tried to keep the blogs that I'm going to share with you Amazon specific, since this is a list of blogs that have upped my Amazon seller game, as I promised earlier. Ultimately, though, if it upped my Amazon seller game and keeps leveling me up consistently and meets the criteria that I just listed above, I've added it to the list. So my goal here is that this ups your seller game. So I'm going to just share with you those four blogs that have done it. Finally, this is not in any order. Unlike my list of podcasts, I listed like, if I was on an island and I could only take one, this is what I would take. This is not structured that way, because each of these blogs does a different thing. Each of these blogs is the number one on my list for that different area of my business that I need leveled up or that I want to level up. All right. I hope that made some kind of sense. So this isn't like, number one is my best blog of all time. They're all my best blogs of all time. They address different areas in my business. So the first one I'm going to share with you on this list is a free one. Comes out usually weekly. I've seen it drop more than once per week. This blog is just flat out awesome, and it is relevant to the greatest pain point I personally am struggling with in my current business, and I know a lot of others are, and that is, drum roll please, SoStocked. So Stocked, you can check out. So Stocked's an actual software, and I believe that's their main thrust, a software. Owners are Chelsea Cohen and Dan Fernandez. You can find the blog at sostocked.com. The blog, like the software, is very focused on inventory management and forecasting, two critical areas of our business. The blog goes wider, though. The blog obviously addresses very real, important areas of our Amazon seller business. So an example, let me give you an example of that, where I think the blog does a phenomenal job and brought me real results. And that is, there's several blogs on there that are answering specific questions in the areas of increasing stock limits in FBA that I have read and implemented right there on the spot and increased the amount that I could send to FBA. Like that alone could put it on the list. The other area was, it gave me great clarity. There's a phenomenal blog on there dealing with like Amazon Climate Pledge certification. So just two quick ideas right here. I don't want this episode to go very long, especially with my bronchitis, but amazing blog. You can check it out at sostocked.com/blog. That's sostocked.com/blog. All right. The second blog I want to share with you, this blog actually made my list of favorite podcasts, because it also has a podcast, and that is Ecom Crew. I cannot emphasize enough how awesome these guys are, Mike Jackness and Dave Bryant. For many of the same reasons that Ecom Crew made my list of favorite podcasts, their blog over-delivers every single time. As the other blogs on this list, you can really tell when reading this blog that it was put together by sellers in the trenches. This was not, there's nothing wrong with subbing stuff out to a writer or anything like that, but this was 100% guided and vetted by a very real seller in the trenches. Blog also does a phenomenal job of balancing the importance between all the other areas of e-commerce through the lens of an Amazon seller. So your approach towards Shopify and Walmart is probably totally different as someone just starting on e-commerce than it would be somebody that is a successful Amazon seller looking at those different areas to expand their business. Third blog on my list. I've been consuming this next blog the longest. It has never fallen off my list, whereas other blogs over the years, over the last 15 years, have come and gone. Most when they leave, they don't come back. Not sure why. It's not like I've like nixed them for life, but this one has never fallen off my list of killer blogs to up my Amazon seller game. I've lost track of how many years I have been consuming this blog. It just became a blur. And this blog is called Entree Resource. So Entree, like E-N-T-R-E, as in entrepreneur, Entree Resource. And it's E-N-T-R-E-R-E-S-O-U-R-C-E.com by Nate McAllister. This blog is zero fluff, has grown and changed with me as I and my businesses have grown. I just cannot emphasize enough. It's been my go-to blog when I needed to buy hardware, software, efficiency hacks, hosting, bookkeeping, whatever. Anything you possibly could need as an e-com or Amazon seller, it's covering it because it's created by a very real seller and a very savvy entrepreneur. So be warned on this one. This blog is addictive and it will up your Amazon and just all around entrepreneur skills in your life, in your business. Freaking awesome podcast. I hope Nate never stops it. A little quick aside. One day I accidentally unsubscribed from his email newsletter, like at the bottom. I don't know. I think my mind was like on autopilot or something and I clicked unsubscribe. I literally went back and found another email from him and emailed him directly. I'm like, hey, I just unsubscribed from this accidentally. Can you please add me back? The FOMO was real. Check it out, entreresource.com. Final one on this list, and try to keep this episode under 15 minutes. This is a super powerful blog, but it is also a very, very powerful newsletter. The other blogs I've mentioned so far, they're not gated. You can just lurk in there and just read them, and you don't need to give your email. You don't need to pay anything. You don't need to do anything like that. This blog is not like that. This blog's not free. This blog's going to cost you, I think it's $300 a year. Sometimes they have a deal for like $100, $150. I don't have any links to give you discounts. I don't even think I have like an affiliate link to put in here. I don't want anyone to not get it just in case they think I'm trying to like push this for an affiliate thing. So I'm not going to include that, but I definitely don't have any discounts to share. They just don't do that. They don't need to do that. This blog is the Trends blog. Trends is in T-R-E-N-D-S. You can access the blog once you're a member. You can access it and become a member at trends.co, T-R-E-N-D-S.co. Let me share a few reasons on this one, since I think for most people, you probably don't read blogs yet or you don't read much of them, and you're you're definitely not used to having to pay to get a blog. You're probably accustomed to sending them to spam when some garbage newsletter appears in your inbox. So I'm going to share with you a few reasons why I find this blog so worth shelling out the $300 for. So $300 USD. One, it's a weekly blog, and no lie, this blog gives me 1 to 2 PL ideas every week, brand new private label ideas every single week. And it is not an Amazon blog specifically. Right. So I mean, like literally every week, these products, either that, another thing, I'm going to get my train of thought here. So these products are also not products that you are going to be able to surface with, let me word this right. So you're not going to be able to just surface this by going in and getting some popular, like that we know of, Amazon tool that helps you find inefficiencies in the Amazon system, whether it's reviews or, keywords or anything like that. Keywords are important. This is going to help you find products that are not even moving. Like they're not even super hot yet. I don't mean a product that's going to be hot in 1, 5, 10 years. Most of us don't have the patience for that. I mean a product that is about to be hot right around the corner. And yes, it's called trends, but I don't mean like a fidget spinner. I mean, these ideas are ideas that are going to be around 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I've been a subscriber to Trends for a long time. So I've been able to look at these newsletters and say, okay, you know, how many of these are going to be panning out? Like if I had time or wifey gives me permission to start yet another PL, would this be just some flash in the pan, or would this have turned into something of substance? And if they're not batting 1,000, they are damn close to it. And I'm not talking about either like some like small time, tiny item. I'm talking about like, it's not some like bedazzled garlic press. I'm talking about like game changer, societal or global impact, like products that are well within the means of a new Amazon seller to launch. I mean, it's freaking amazing. The other thing this blog does is it unlocks your inner creative. So I'm blessed or cursed, depending on how you look at it, just because let me say this first, like I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm blessed with the ability to discover or think up several successful PL ideas per day. I've never launched an unsuccessful private label product in 15 years of full-time selling. So when it comes to ideas for PLs, I am like a fire hot, like a fire hose, just spitting out PL ideas every day. So what this blog does is it breaks creative barriers within me I didn't even know still existed, and allows me to just think in like another dimension when it comes to private label products. I really feel like this blog is almost like the cheat code to sourcing PL products with low competition. Really, really do. I want to keep this episode short, otherwise I'd jump into like the last two PL ideas that I got from here. One of them I may even still launch that has to do with candy. I'll just leave it at that. For those of you that have heard me geeking out about this lately, you'll know what I'm talking about. But yes, so it unlocks your inner creative. Finally, and not finally as in like this is the only other reason, but this is to keep this episode short, delivery options. So this blog is in written word first, so it meets my criteria, but the blog is also available as an email newsletter. There's a private members only like podcast that you can subscribe to that actually reads the weekly blogs to you. So if you prefer to hear it and then decide, oh, let me jump back and read it later, however you want to do it, it's in written word first, which is very powerful, and then it's read. Finally, when you're a member of this, you get access to a massive Facebook group of creatives that you can discuss the weekly blogs with. So in my mind, $300 is a very small price to pay just for the above that I mentioned. I mean, how many times do most people waste a lot more money than that just coming up with PL ideas? So this blog is totally worth the $300. If you've ever looked at it and you were like on the fence and you're like, why would I pay money for a blog? Do it. Solid investment. When you see me at the next conference or trade show, come up to me. Let me know you pulled the trigger. Let me know what one of your favorite, you know, articles were in the blog, and we can discuss it. I really, really hope that you found this list helpful. It's always shocking to me how many people do not consume blogs because they don't like to read. It's my hope that this list will save you countless hours of wading through blogs written for some algorithm instead of a seller, and definitely not worth your time. It's my hope that this list will allow you to shortcut that and go right for the good stuff. I really also hope that you keep the feedback coming and share with me your favorite blog. If it wasn't in my list already, I would love to hear what your favorite blog is and what you thought of my list. I mean, there's probably some stuff on here that may not be applicable for you. I think these blogs could be applicable for all Amazon sellers, but I just would really like to know what you think. So you can message me on IG at Wizards of Ecom, or even better, what I always have open, on my computer is our Telegram group chat. Get in on the conversation and join our free Amazon seller group chat on Telegram at amazongroupchat.com. We'll talk again next week. It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.